Sean, great to meet you, my friend.
Ben, I appreciate you. Everything that you do with that newsletter and let me in the community. It's very, very cool.
Yeah, awesome. Well, it's an honor to have you. So take us back a few months here. You know, you're walking off the field January 2nd, 2023, 2 minutes and let's say 30 seconds left in an eventual Rose Bowl victory. Fans are cheering. What's going through your head?
Man, a lot, that's for sure. Just the raw emotion started to come out. You saw it on television. I'm not usually a crier. I don't really tear up often, but just being able to walk off, take that moment in, and see just honestly so many faces, teammates, coaches, fans, the applause, and really just the smiling faces from everybody. It was just lots of emotion waving past the 6 years that I was at Penn State, the 4 years that I was blessed to be a captain and a starter at the school. It really was just a culmination of a lot of hard work by a lot of great men. And I got to see it in real time, and I'll always have that memory walking off the field. So it's imprinted, and it's one that'll be my favorite probably for a long, long time.
Until the Super Bowl victory, right? At some point.
Yeah, for sure.
Exactly.
There's more to come.
Exactly. Well, it's a really cool way to cap your career. And you've had such an interesting career, you know, on like the starts and finish. I heard, was it your first pass was a touchdown or your first drive was a touchdown drive?
Yeah, first pass ever. It was at Pitt, and I just got thrown out there, and they said they were going to run the ball, but he said if we do get the right look, I do want to call this one. It was a high corner, low corner, and then just a flat. He said if we get the right look, I'm gonna check it to it. First play, perfect look, touchdown over the top. So that was a really cool moment in the rain too. So down at Pitt.
All right. Well, I'll share those Lucky Charms or whatever you're eating over there that seems to be working for you. But I hear you have a bobblehead afternoon or bobblehead retirement party coming up and celebrating kind of an epic 6 year career. I was actually laughing. I was like thinking about Frank the Tank. Like after 6 years, were you feeling like you're the old man around there?
I definitely feel like the old man. I mean, it's crazy to say I'm a 24-year-old old man, but. Just so many years there, so many great moments, so many great games, but the State College Spikes, the local baseball team, a little minor league team, wanted to put on a little event, and they invited me back. Going to see a lot of familiar faces, a lot of State College folk coming back to see me, but yeah, we're going to have a little quote-unquote retirement party from at least college football, which will be a lot of fun. I heard they're going to be selling one-way tickets to Florida and rocking chairs and all those old folk type gifts. So I'm pretty excited to be a part of it.
That's awesome. I'm going to have to come check it out. So, all right, just me and you talking here. Like, are you like, and don't being humble or any of that, but like, are you the best quarterback ever in Penn State history?
Let me cut you off.
All-time leader in completion percentage, passing yards, passing touchdowns, and passing attempts. Like, you're the best in all time.
I'd love to hear if Trace McSorley is hearing this, because that's a debate. I'm going to his wedding pretty soon, so we'll have that debate probably in person. And I'll let
you're
you know
top two. Top two.
Oh yeah, no, we're up there. Right. I want to have him face to face. Really have a good conversation about it. We can have a debate.
All right, talking about great quarterbacks growing up, like who did you look up to? Who was on your wall, you know, or, you know, who did you, you know, try to mimic?
Yeah, I mean, really young, it was Peyton Manning. I still have the fat head on my wall. It wasn't for anything but the fact early that I loved how he just took control. The command of the line, I always saw him so active, always yelling out calls. And that was really what I tried to mimic at a young age. Is just being that leader on the field. And I think that also developed me off the field, learning the quarterback position, learning that it's really half the battles on the field. It's really what's in your mind mentally, physically, emotionally, off the field as well. The relationships that you have to build with your teammates. It's a little bit of everything, but you know, I think it was those moments that really define me as a quarterback now. And help me get there. So I'd say Peyton Manning, the one that's on my wall, and it's still to this day. I was just back in my room visiting my parents not too long ago, and he's still hanging out there.
It's so funny how parents just don't change. It's Tom's, I know Tom's parents, the whole thing. But so obviously talking about, you know, family, your parents, Liam, your brother, like, is he carrying on the Clifford legacy over there at Penn State?
Talk about that
relationship.
Yeah, no, Liam and I mean, that's my best friend in the world, somebody who I look up to now, just through his trials and tribulations. He's done so much in his career so far, being a state champion in high school, and All-American, All-Conference, All-State, all those things. And then coming to Penn State, he didn't want to follow in my footsteps, as he would say. He tried to find every excuse not to go to Penn State so that way we could be separate. But he would even say it. I'm not going to quote him, but I know that he would say the same thing. That was the best decision he could have made, just because we got those 2 years together. We never been able to play on the same team before. So being able to be together, share these past 2 years, start a company together, do a little bit of everything, from on the field, off the field, and just really develop our relationship even more, because like I said, he's my best friend.
What's in the water over there growing up? Like, where does this, like, where's the kind of athletic ability? Is it your parents? Was it just a love for football growing up?
I think it was a combination. My mom's definitely going to take the speed gene. She was a track star in high school, college. And then my dad, he takes the size more. He was a 6'5" offensive lineman in college at Dubuque, Iowa, a little small D3 school. But I think the combination definitely gave us our gene pool. And then I think from there, it was just the work ethic that we both had, especially from our parents. Just the constant urge to get better. That was the icing on the cake.
Yeah. Well, as impressive as you are on the field, man, it's been just incredible getting to know what all you have going on off the field, like for your age and, you know, what all you have kind of on your plate. It's wild. So talk to me about off the field. You started your own agency, Limitless. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it really started all the way back in 2020. I was in a creative advertising class with a guy named Trevor Robinson, who's now our director of marketing and director of brand relations. And in that class, we were tasked to recreate a brand. And instead of doing that for a company that was actually existing, I went ahead and asked the teacher, because NIL was coming out. I said, hey, can I recreate the Sean Clifford brand? So we did a whole spot for that. We did the merchandising, the logo, and I kind of just fell in love with just finding the little things in each player and telling a story. I think it's really cool to be able to do that for athletes, especially just because there's so many variables with us. And I fell in love with it early. And so in 2021, when NIL dropped and we were all able to monetize our name, image, and likeness, I called Trevor Robinson up and I said, hey, let's get that project back out of the closet. And he became my manager. I didn't want to really take on an agent at the time, just because I didn't want to sign anything. I just wanted to do my own thing for a little bit. And it was probably the best decision I could have made, because Trevor and I developed a system that worked for not only me, but I saw it, that it could help other student athletes as well. And so in 2022, when I decided to come back for my sixth and final year, we made Limitless NIL, took on 7 clients, had a lot of success, and then grew and grew and grew. And then we actually got acquired pretty recently, for a equity position and board seat on a new group called Team Sports Holdings. We're a subsidiary of 3 companies. It's us, Sports Vault, which is a merchandising company, and then Strategic Sports Marketing, which is the professional side. So really trying to grow and expand and continue to build student athletes in every shape and form, and partner with the best of the best moving forward, just to be that white glove agency in college sports. And it's been a lot of fun just be able to meet people like you, to meet people in the space that are doing it so well. It's just an honor to represent fellow student athletes in the right way.
Awesome. I mean, like, anything in especially this world that you're in, and it's trust, right? And like, right. I think you obviously, you live it. So like, why would people, of course they're going to trust you. And you know, and then everything kind of snowballs from there, and not that, obviously not that easily, but like, it's great where, you know, you're a foot ahead of everybody here. So, you know, talk about balance. So you obviously have a lot going on with football, and, you know, even just your personal life, and then obviously Limitless, like, how do you find balance?
Yeah, I think it's about working for what you're passionate about. For me, I love sports and everything about it. And I love the quarterback position. I not only love football, but I love the quarterback position. It's just different than every other position in the world, just because you get the ball every single play and you get to lead a team and lead an organization. You get to meet so many different people. And I think that that's kind of also driven my entrepreneurial spirit. Ever since I was young, I was training quarterbacks when I was a junior and senior in high school, having a little business back in the day. And I think that that was what sparked, you know, making a buck or two and being in sports. And then as I grew, I really just loved everything about the business world. I love the sales, the service side. I love just learning. And I honestly just love working, because for me, this past year, you know, we like you said, we won the Rose Bowl, and I credited that to a lot of hard work by that team. But for me personally, it was also just work off the field, growing my mind, meeting new people, getting in conversations that in a million years, if I went to start the agency, no one would want to talk to me. But since I positioned myself right smack in the middle of all NIL, it just allowed me to be in a lot of different rooms, and that I would never in a million years would have been before. So just being able to grow and expand my mind, I think that it made reading cover four and cover two a lot easier over the years, or over this past year. So really I credit it to a lot of off the field work as well. So talking to that sports balance, that work-life balance, it's just pretty much 16 hours of straight work all day long, but the work is what I love to do. So I don't really even find it as work.
Yeah. It's interesting, the NIL stuff, and most of the, you know, playing field community kind of NIL started after were past that. And so on your, I know on the Limitless website, it says, you know, the first year of NIL, the good, bad, and the ugly. Tell me about the ugly. Like, what was the ugly part of it?
I think it was just people trying to figure it out. And I don't think it was as many bad actors as I thought, but I think there's a lot of people trying to make a buck off of a student athlete. And I just hated to see it. You know, fellow teammates or fellow student athletes across the country just getting into bad deals or you know, bad concepts or bad relationships because of NIL. And it was through those moments that really, you know, allowed me to pivot and help along the way with Limitless. And yeah, that's half the battle with what we do is trying to weed out those things. Cause like I said, we want to be that white glove CAA athletes first, the top agency for NIL specifically, those college athletes. And it's the little things like that, the trust, the authenticity, the for the players, by the players mantra that we live by, to let us be very, you know, mission driven, project driven, to allow us to do the best for student athletes.
Yeah. I saw you partner with a financial group, you know, on financial literacy for athletes. And so, you know, why is this important to you and why a priority?
Yeah, it actually blossomed out of a fantastic relationship I have with my left tackle from high school, Matt Bockhorst. He was a Under Armour All-American with me back in the day. And he ended up going to Clemson. He was a captain for Clemson, national champion. And he was my blind side back in the day. And now he's my client's blind side in life. That's awesome. what we started to coin. But we partnered with Beacon Point. He went all the way up the food chain because he saw the importance of it. And to get into a private wealth management company like that, you have to have at least $500,000 of investable assets. But they lowered their threshold for student athletes on our client list to zero. Because they see the value, the worth of getting in and making sure that these student athletes are taught financial literacy, education, investments, everything in between. So Matt, kudos to him. Kudos to everything that he does. He's a fantastic resource for me personally, and also for all of our other clients as well.
That's awesome. Well, make sure we'll include links to all you're up to, obviously, Limitless, so people can check that out. So hard hitting final question here. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
Oh, is a hot dog a sandwich? Are we talking Skyline?
I mean, full disclosure, I saw it somewhere on your social media, and now I can't remember where exactly I found it, but I heard there was a great debate going on. Is hot dog a sandwich?
I mean, I think so. It's in between technically two buns. So I would define that as a sandwich.
Wow. Okay. That's not where I thought you were going to go with it. I personally disagree. I disagree. but I'm not a big hot dog like eater. So it's I'm going to refrain from any further comments. So
that's fair. That's fair.
It's you heard it here first. But no, Sean, it was so great talking to you. Congrats on all the success. I'm super excited to see what you can do on the field and in the NFL, and then of course the boardroom. I'm not sure which is going to be even more success. They're both going to be great. Mm-hmm. So no doubt, big thanks. So congrats.
Thank you, Ben. I really appreciate it. We'll be right back.